32. Lin Yu Tang. Han Mei Mei is immersed in reading a book on the playground when John comes out of nowhere and pats on her shoulder. Oh, it's you, John. You just freaked me out.
Sorry, are you reading a thriller?
No, I've never read or watched a thriller. I'm chicken-hearted. I'll be scared to death.
Why were you so frightened? What are you reading?
Moment in Peking.
I've never heard of it.
It's no surprise that you don't know. The novel mainly tells a story of a family which went through the turbulent events in China from 1900 to 1938. But you may have heard about the author, Lin Yu Tang.
I'm afraid I don't know him.
He's a famous Chinese writer. I thought you knew him because he was, in a sense, Harvard alumnus.
Han, I'm not Mr. Know-it-all, but I'd like to learn and know as much as possible. Tell me something about him.
I guess perhaps you're most interested in his life at Harvard.
Yes, you can read my mind now.
Lin had many ups and downs in his life. He met with many challenges and obstacles. His life at Harvard was no exception.
I like this kind of people. Usually they are men of backbone.
He only received a half scholarship. Worse still, even the half scholarship was canceled 1 year later.
Why? Didn't he deserve the scholarship?
On the contrary, he got all A's. No one knows why. Anyway, he became even poorer. He said he even had no money to buy a ticket for the games.
That poor? What did he do in his spare time?
He loved reading. For him, Harvard was Widener Library, and Widener Library was Harvard. When he was in the library, he felt like he was a monkey in a jungle.
Why?
A monkey in a jungle is free to search for any nuts and fruits. The jungle offers the monkey a feast of nuts and fruits.
Oh, I see. When he was in the library, he could find any book he'd like to read. The library was just like the jungle and offered him a feast of books.
You're smart. He indulged himself in reading in the library. As long as there's no class, he would go to the library. Even when his wife was having an operation, he was studying Anglo-Saxon grammar.
That's a little impersonal.
He thought appendectomy was not a big operation. It only turned out that his wife was subjected to infection. She needed another operation.
Disaster comes one after another in succession. That's adding insult to injury.
So, they only had one tin of oatmeal for a week.
If I were him, I would go back to China.
Life is hard. Sometimes we have to bow down to others. Lin borrowed some money from his brother-in-law.
Did they feel ashamed?
No. At least his wife believed that he showed the utmost fortitude to go through such a difficult period.
Was this amount of money enough to sustain life?
No. So he had to leave Harvard early and go to France and Germany, where the cost of living was not so high.
Sometimes life is really hard for an overseas student. Han, if you have any problem, you can turn to me. You can count on me.
Oh, John, thank you. I'm so lucky to have you as a friend. You've helped me a lot.